Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Master Game Theory: Anticipate, Analyze, Decide with Authority. Redefine Your Power in the Game of Life by Albert Rutherford is a practical decision-making guide that translates game theory into everyday strategic thinking. Rather than presenting the subject mainly as a mathematical discipline, the book is positioned as an accessible manual for readers who want to understand incentives, anticipate other people's choices, and act more deliberately in situations shaped by competition, cooperation, or uncertainty. Its focus includes negotiations, investing, workplace leadership, family dynamics, and crisis decisions, all treated as situations where outcomes depend partly on how others respond. Rutherford is known for writing applied nonfiction that simplifies complex topics, and this book follows that pattern by emphasizing usable frameworks over academic formalism. The purpose is not to train readers as economists, but to help them recognize strategic patterns, identify mutually beneficial options, and make choices with clearer awareness of consequences in relationships. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, strategic interdependence is the foundation of better decisions. A central idea in Master Game Theory is that many important decisions are not isolated choices. They are interdependent situations in which one person's outcome depends on what others decide to do. This is the core practical value of game theory. It trains readers to stop asking only what should I do, and instead ask what will the other party probably do if I choose this path. That shift matters in negotiations, business planning, family disagreements, and leadership, because each action changes the options and incentives available to everyone else. The book treats strategic awareness as a daily skill rather than a specialized academic tool. In practice, this means examining who is involved, what each side wants, what constraints they face, and how they are likely to interpret signals. The reasoning is concrete. A choice that looks efficient in isolation may fail if it provokes resistance, mistrust, or retaliation. Conversely, a modest concession may produce a better final outcome if it changes the other person's expectations. By foregrounding interdependence, the book encourages readers to evaluate decisions through response patterns, not just personal preference. Secondly, anticipating other people's moves through incentives and motivations. The book emphasizes prediction as a practical decision skill, but not in the sense of guessing personalities or trying to control others. As its approach is closer to incentive analysis, people tend to act according to perceived rewards, risks, pressures, and available alternatives. A reader applying this perspective would look at what another person gains by cooperating, what they lose by defecting, and what outside options they may have. This is useful because conflict often appears irrational only when incentives are unclear. In a workplace dispute, for example, a colleague may resist a proposal not because it is poor, but because accepting it threatens status, workload, or future bargaining power. Rutherford's applied framing makes game theory relevant to ordinary settings by encouraging readers to map motivations before acting. The value of this method is that it replaces reactive judgment with structured anticipation. It also reduces overconfidence, since prediction is treated as probabilistic rather than certain. The reader is encouraged to think in terms of likely responses and strategic pressures, which can lead to more careful communication, better timing, and decisions that account for the hidden logic behind other people's behavior. Thirdly, win-win opportunities and cooperation without strategic naivety. Master Game Theory highlights the search for win-win outcomes, especially in contexts where repeated interaction and reputation matter. This is an important distinction, because game theory is sometimes associated only with competition, manipulation, or zero-sum thinking. The book instead presents cooperation as a strategic possibility when parties can recognize shared interests, reduce uncertainty, and build trust. The reasoning is practical. When people expect future dealings, a fair and reliable reputation can become an asset. It can lower transaction costs, make collaboration easier, and encourage others to reciprocate. At the same time, the book does not appear to frame cooperation as simple optimism. A win-win outcome still requires attention to incentives, credibility, and the risk that one side may exploit the other. The reader is therefore pushed to ask what arrangement makes cooperation stable. Are the benefits clear to all parties? Are expectations explicit? Are there consequences for opportunistic behavior? This balance is one of the book's more useful contributions for general readers, because it explains why collaboration succeeds only when it is designed around realistic human motives. Cooperation becomes a strategic structure, not merely a moral preference. Fourthly, crisis decisions and the discipline of thinking before reacting. Another practical dimension of the book is its emphasis on strategic thinking during pressure, crisis, or uncertainty. In difficult moments, people often narrow their attention to immediate relief, emotional reaction, or the most visible threat. Game theory offers a different discipline pause, long enough to consider sequences of action and response. A decision made in crisis can create a chain of consequences, especially when other people are watching for signals of weakness, fairness, resolve, or panic. The book positions authority in decision-making as the result of clearer analysis rather than dominance. To decide with authority is to understand the situation, the incentives, and the likely next moves before committing. This perspective is useful in leadership, negotiation, and personal conflict because it discourages impulsive escalation. It also helps readers distinguish between urgent and important choices. Some responses may satisfy emotion but worsen the strategic position. Others may appear slower yet preserve options. The book, therefore, uses game theory as a stabilizing tool. It encourages readers to look beyond the first move and judge whether a response improves future leverage, trust, or flexibility. Lastly, accessibility as both a strength and a technical limitation. The book's main appeal is its accessible treatment of a subject that can quickly become mathematical and abstract. Rutherford's positioning favors practical language, everyday examples, and decision frameworks that a broad audience can use without formal training in economics. This makes the book more approachable than academic game theory texts. However, accessibility also creates a limitation. Some readers looking for rigorous derivations, formal models, or detailed explanation of numerical examples may find the treatment less complete than a textbook. This does not necessarily weaken the book's purpose, but it clarifies its category. It is best understood as an applied introduction rather than a technical manual. The value lies in helping readers recognize strategic patterns, not improving theorems or mastering equilibrium analysis in formal notation. That trade-off matters because different readers come to game theory with different needs. For a manager, negotiator, or general reader, simplified frameworks may be more useful than mathematical precision. For a student seeking technical mastery, the book would likely need to be supplemented with more formal material. In conclusion, Master Game Theory is best suited for readers who want a practical entry into strategic decision-making rather than a mathematically rigorous study of game theory. It will be especially relevant to professionals who negotiate, lead teams, manage conflict, or make decisions in environments where other people's reactions determine the final outcome. It can also benefit general readers who want to understand family disputes, financial choices, or social interactions through incentives, expectations, and repeated behavior. The intellectual benefit is a clearer way to think about interdependence decisions are evaluated not only by personal preference, but by likely responses and future consequences. The practical benefit is a more disciplined approach to conflict, cooperation, and uncertainty. Compared with many books in the decision-making genre, its distinguishing feature is the use of game theory as an everyday interpretive framework. Compared with academic game theory books, it stands out by avoiding heavy formalism and focusing on usability. Its limitation is the same as its advantage. Readers seeking deep technical models may need a more advanced companion text. For its intended audience, however, the book offers a concise bridge between strategic theory and ordinary life, making complex concepts more approachable without requiring specialist background. If you would like to support Albert Rutherford, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.